Sorry I'm late. I was reading Dark Matter by Blake Crouch and then listening to the Animorphs Anonymous Oops All Book Club episode where they talk about it.
Hi, I'm Austin and this is Late Starters.
Lightning crashes.
What?
And everyone dies. It's the end.
There's what ducks is that? Everywhere.
Ducks flood the skies.
Are you doing that live, Austin?
Yes. This is not Austin, this is...
Holy shit.
Kromsalor.
Anyways, what'd you guys do?
Holy shit. Is that your Kryak voice?
This is actually my
Kryak voice right here. This is what he sounds like.
What was Kryak's little minion guy?
The Drode.
The Drode.
Yeah. The Drode. That's what I think of when I hear that voice, is the Drode.
Now do the Fran Drescher accordion neck aliens.
Hi.
What? The Fran Drescher accordion neck.
The one from the 26 or whatever. The one where they go to the planet with like those are like the alternate your coast bodies when they formed a symbiotic relationship.
Oh,
they find
yeah,
out what the howlers
okay.
And they're like yeah. Every time they talk.
They're like all right. Alex has had it with my shit. I could tell by that look she gave me when I did the air.
Yeah. It is very morning show DJ vibes.
Shock jock radio.
Yeah.
How many fart noises you got on that thing?
That.
I don't hear anything.
Oh.
It's 'cause he has no crickets.
Well, how many recap noises you got on there? Okay, so we left the museum, but not before there was this employee that was like super into Victor, and me and Callan realized that we needed to get out of there and let Victor do Victor's thing, but then Victor, I guess, left. And then we met back up with Victor and we had to explain it to Victor that the girl was super into him. But then we went to the gym and then there were two gym guides named Jimmy Guide and his grandfather, Clyde Guide. Clyde Guide? That's so weird that their last name is Guide and they're gym guides. I didn't notice that till right now. Then we all gave fake names because I don't know why we do the things we do. And then we saw a RoboTube video, and then we went into the gym and we met Nadine and Forrest. The gym was closed because of the mudslide, which we saved the day, and so Forrest let us in anyway. And then we had a strange conversation about a Kyogre, and then Nadine told us the rules about how to climb Mount Moon and challenge Forrest.
As the rain falls and you all approach the rock side of this mountain, are your Pokemon in your Pokeballs or not? Who's in a Pokeball, who isn't? Out of the
I'm not doing anything until lightning crashes.
Lightning crashes behind Mount Moon again. Seems to be focused back there.
Wait, why are we climbing to a high place in the middle of a lightning storm? That seems bad.
Dramatic effect.
Yeah, if we're scaling the side of a mountain, then the Pokemon are probably put away.
Oh, hell no. Chonks is out, Liddy is out, but tucked into some of Callan's like under a collar or something. Somewhere, somehow, some way.
She is. She tucked down in there. Every now and then, you'll feel like a little bit of warmth.
Something lights on fire for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. So we're approaching this wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Callan's gonna go up there, straight up lean against the wall, one hand up, cross your legs, and be like, so, you think spoons could teleport us all up there?
You see behind you the timer, Nadine raised the stopwatch up and the timer starts.
Ah, that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Ford starts panic climbing.
Ford, Victor, wait. Hang on.
What? What? With the timer. It's the timer.
Okay.
Are they going to disqualify us if we use teleportation? Is that cheating?
They never said any rules.
Yeah, literally, they just said we have to get to the top.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't break a rule if they didn't say it.
Yeah. Spoons, you want to help us out?
He looks up, and you guys see this rock wall does extend up for about 50 feet. It's would be a climb. It's a tough climb. But he looks up, and he looks back at you and goes,
ah, bruh.
He nods his head.
All right. Who's going first?
Spoons' choice.
So, have y'all ever seen Star Trek? Okay, so there's this question in Star Trek that if when you teleport, it, like, de-attaches all your molecules and then puts you back together at where you're going. And then there's, like, this big thing about, like, are you the same person? And now I'm kind of curious if I'm going to be the same person after Spoons takes me up there. So I'll go first.
I don't like that.
I like it. I want to see how he changes dramatically. Do you think he's going to have another arm?
I don't want to go first anymore.
Oh. I'll go first. Maybe I'll have another arm.
Maybe this is a bad idea.
I think it's great.
Spoons, please assemble her back in, all her molecules back in order.
You freestyle it, buddy. You got this.
Oh, no.
Abra.
He floats over to Callan, and he'll, like, go to wrap his arms around you. Give me a focus check for Spoons.
Was not prepared for this.
Yeah, I was like, I assume you mean Cakey.
It's me.
Oh. Oh, no. Callan dies.
I could probably help. Let me take a quick look. I'm pretty sure I have some trainery bullshit. Some trainer mumbo jumbo.
Trainer witchcraft.
Some trainer witchcraft.
You know what happens, right?
Oh, what?
No, yeah, this is easy. Right? If Spoons has a problem taking Callan to the top of the mountain, then the Elemist is just gonna reach down and meddle, because he'll just say he's correct in the timeline.
Yeah. He's making the mountain smaller.
Yeah. So he'll just fix it, so it's fine. It's a good roll because the Elemist.
Let me help you with that with Spoons?
Does it say a trainer specifically or anything?
An allied trainer fails a skill check.
Damn it. Yeah. I don't know. I have all sorts of commandery stuff, but I think it's mostly for my Pokemon. So, do your worst.
So, as Spoons, like, wraps his arms around yours, you feel, as you teleport, a like, whirling, whooshing sensation. Like, you're being pulled through, like, a tube or something. And then you appear about halfway up this rock side, and you have one action to try to grab on, do something before you just fall.
All right. I have one action, sure do. And one of those actions, hey man, I could use rock smash. I'm on a rock wall. Fucking smash it.
Tell me how that works.
Literally gonna try to just create handhold footholds, smashing through that wall, just trying to immediately figures out what's going on and just trying to grab it.
Roll your rock smash before. That'll hit a wall.
I mean, it's a wall. How accurate do you need me to be?
Yeah, I'd say the wall's speed evasion is zero, so you hit that.
I don't think you're wrong.
You do manage to, like, just hit it hard enough to break some of this brittle part of the wall. Like, you hit it just in the right spot and parts of the rock fall. Now just give me an athletics check to hold on. You are holding tight. You're about we'll say 25 feet up this wall, and you're hanging there. And Spoons is just floating beside you.
Nice. Halfway there. That's pretty good.
Abra.
And he's in front of Ford now.
Yeah, okay. It's still halfway. It's better than climbing the whole thing.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He wraps his arms around Ford.
Please be careful.
And you see... And Ford, you feel that whooshing feeling as you move lightning fast. And then you're higher up than Callan. And he's actually gotten you to a ledge that you can grab onto. So you make an athletics check. And your DC is not as high as Callan's was. You grab on and hold there. And you see Spoons levitate beside you. And then... And he's in front of you, Victor. He does, like, look around at... Did Cameron and Posey go in their Pokeballs?
They were in the Pokeballs because I wasn't going to make them climb up the wall.
Right, he looks down at Chonks then and looks back to you.
All right. I guess.
Yeah, he wraps around his arms around you and gets you up to right where Callan is. And you see that, like, as he appears now, he looks around and sees there's kind of nowhere for you to grab. And he's like... holding on to your arm as hard as he can as you're starting to fall. So what do you want to do, Callan? You're starting to fall right past... or what do you want to do, Victor? You're starting to fall right past Callan.
Oh, my God.
Callan will help with this, though.
Are you rolling something?
Oh, no, I was asking what Victor wanted to do.
Oh, I thought you were doing something.
It's because we've changed our names, and we've confused all of us.
I think Victor's going to shout up to Spoons, like, teleport again! Come on, bud, you can do it!
He is panicked holding on to you, if you want to give me a command roll, just in the moment. And Callan, if I know you have abilities, if you want to help out.
Yes, I'm going to do let me help you with that to give my command as well. But I'm just going to be, like, reaching out to try to steady Victor so, like, he doesn't... fall quite as much, and just also like, yeah, Spoons!
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Ooh, please.
You get to reroll with 6. There's a lot of 1s in there, but there's some 6s in there, too. That's crazy.
Oh, dear.
I think it's the exact same roll as before. You've just, like, mathematically, you have just rolled the same thing twice.
Oh, my God.
Spoons hears that, and as Callan is like, reaches out with her other hand to grab, like, your arm to slow your descent. Spoons closes his eyes and roll another focus.
Roll another focus. Come on, Spoons!
You are on the ledge that Ford is hanging on.
Ah! Oh, boy! Oh, gosh!
No, we're good. We're in a good spot.
Okay. We're
good. How far do we have left to climb?
Oh, a ways. This is a mountain.
Can we get Spoons to try it again?
You can, but currently Callan is halfway down, and you're hanging 50 feet up from the ground.
Okay, so let's get Spoons to give it another round. We can start with Callan.
Well, you guys are at the top, right? Like, really close to the top on a ledge?
Not really close to the top.
This is the first objective. So picture this wall, a 50-foot wall up is your first objective to get to.
And I'm 25 feet up. They're above me.
Right, right.
Oh, we are close to the top of the first wall.
Yes.
Not to the mountain.
Not to the top of the mountain.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, then, yeah. Like, send Spoons down to go get Callan again and bump her up.
Spoons, you doing okay? Are you tired or something?
Give me an intuition check as you ask that. With each teleport, when he's teleporting somebody, it does seem to make him a little bit more tired, but he nods to you like he's still got some go in him.
Okay, and then I look at Victor and I'm like, we'll go ahead and start climbing the rest of the way while Callan catches up with Spoons.
Okay.
The top of the first wall.
I guess that makes sense. All right, one more, Spoons.
Spoons is right behind you, Callan, and he... floats up and wraps around you and looks back down, and you kind of glance over your shoulder and you hear a small faint cha, and then Spoons teleports with you if you want to roll another focus, and then he's up there standing beside you, Victor. She is.
Oh.
So we're all at the top of the first ledge?
Yeah, except Chonks.
Except Chonks.
Chonks! Oh, no!
Do I have Chonks' Pokeball on me?
You do.
Can I attempt to recall Chonks from down below?
You can, but you see that as this red light shoots out, it doesn't shoot far enough to get her.
Oh, no.
Aw, dang it.
She starts jumping. She goes to the wall and tries to start climbing. She gets like a couple of scritches up and then pfft.
Oh, no.
Spoons, you might have to do it again. I'm so sorry. I'll climb the rest of the way.
You see Spoons like kind of float over the edge and look down and then wraps around Chonks. Right there beside you guys, they appear.
Oh, good job.
Nice. Thanks, Spoons.
And he floats up to Victor and kind of sits on his shoulder.
Yeah, you take a rest, bud. Thank you.
All right. All together, you guys did pretty good at that. So I'm going to call it 15 minutes is what that took you. You guys keep moving.
Callan will slip Spoons a candy. Keep some in her pocket, you know, just a few.
He sniffs it. What kind of candy is it?
Stolen?
He looks guilty.
Crime candy.
Crime candy.
Any specific specific flavor?
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to. It's you know what it is? It's a fucking coffee caramel. It's like caramel, but it's got some coffee flavor to it.
He unwraps it, looks at it, sniffs it again, and then. Bah. We'll see what happens with them in a minute. You guys keep moving, and there are like places that you have to kind of scale up the wall 5 to 10 feet. It's physically hard, like, and also like the sides of the mountain, the ground are all muddy and squishy. It's hard to get footholds. It's pretty taxing. Cal and Ford and Victor roll focus checks to keep moving at a decent pace.
What are these rolls? What the fuck are we rolling? It's just sixes and ones across the board, like no in between.
No middle sliders.
No middle sliders at all.
As you all move, this does take a little bit of a toll on you, but as a group, you push each other and you keep moving forward. That will subtract 5 minutes from your total time as we go. This is a skills challenge, by the way. Like, that's what you all are doing. I don't know if I said
no.
Next, you guys have reached an eroded plateau. It's too hard to climb where you guys are right now to climb straight up. You have to find a different way up.
Eroded plateau. How is it attached to the ground?
I guess by eroded, if you picture like how the side of a mountain would be if a waterfall had fell on it for like years and years and years. So it just connects, the side of the wall just connects to the ground, but there is like, I guess, a depress in the ground where like a lake would have been, but there's no lake or any kind of waterfall or anything there now.
Okay, so it's in the middle, there's a depression where there's a lake. It's so the reason we can't climb is because it's too smooth?
Yes.
So when you say we have to find another way around, is there like a walkway to go around to look at the other side or something?
You guys tell me. You tell me how you want to fix it, and you're going to roll a skill to do that. So if you need there to be a walkway to get to another place, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to walk to another place.
Well, you have to find a way to roll a skill.
He finds a perfectly good staircase built around the side to walk around. What's confusing about this, Austin?
I'll do athletics to kind of shimmy around to look for another place to climb up.
Okay. Roll it up. There's this small ledge for it, and you kind of put your back against the mountain and kind of start to shimmy on this ledge. And you get about 20 feet out, and then, like, you can see there, you can look around this corner, and there's more ledge where you're going. But behind you, your foot slips just a little bit, and parts of the rock, the ledge that you're on, crumble away and fall down the mountainside. So there's about a 5 foot gap in between you and the rest of the ledge that connects to where Callan and Victor are.
Okay.
If you tried to go back, you would have to go across the broken part that's behind you.
How high is the ledge that they couldn't climb up?
So basically, if we're thinking about these in essentially different plateaus. So you guys were on the first plateau and then got through it and got to the next one. The next plateau, we'll say, is about another 50 to 70 feet high.
Okay, okay. And I need to roll another skill at this point?
Well, right now you're on a ledge and your way back is more difficult now. You can still go forward, but the other two have to figure out what they're doing as well.
Okay, I'll keep going forward then.
Do we have all our stuff?
You have all your stuff.
Can I use the same skill, or do I need to use a different skill?
You can, but right now it's kind of like you're stuck there while the other two are figuring out what they're doing. So,
okay.
But they might have a way to help you or mess you
or
up.
Or hurt you.
Yeah.
I have a terrible idea.
Please do it.
Ford's on the other side of this thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take one of my net balls and bust that shit open to get the net out of it. And we're going to figure out a way to create handholds with this and like walkable areas with this between us and Ford, I think. So I think she'll go up to that ledge and like kind of like, Ford, hey, grab this. We can probably figure something out with this. What skill is using a net that you took out of a Pokeball that you broke?
I would call that probably survival, but I'll also let you argue technology for breaking the Pokeball open.
I think that's anti-technology to break the Pokeball open.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to use it after. That's, I guess, where technology would come in.
Oh, I guess, like, if I was going to do that, I'd give it to Victor and be like, help! But, no.
Yeah, so it's just a broke suit. Survival?
Cool. Good luck! Might as well have rolled nothing.
You throw the net over the broken ledge. That should do.
Can I help her with that?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, so my survival is 2.
Slash R46.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that work?
You guys tell me how that works, because it's successful.
I like to imagine that Ford, a.k.a. Victor, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. Coolio, took our Ned and was able to, like, find a rock on that side that from the crumbled mess that was just created where he could anchor it. And then on our side, we have rocks, and we can just kind of rock smash them into place, and then we can use it to kind of, you know, it's like a little help on the ledge. We can, like, scoot across.
Like a cargo net?
Like a cargo, like, yes. Like the net at the zoo that you hated so much when I walked behind you and bounced on it the whole time. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Rude. Yeah. And I'll say with that, you guys can catch up to Ford. And you guys start to shimmy around the corner of this mountain, and you end up making it to another path that takes you guys to the next plateau. Group success. That took you all together. 15 was pretty high. We'll say another 15 minutes. So you guys are currently at 25 minutes.
Anyone need a Band-Aid?
Try.
No.
Okay.
How many more plateaus do we have?
You guys see that you're getting closer and closer to the top. You see one more big plateau before you get to the actual top of the mountain. And as you guys are on this new path, you continue for another 15 minutes. So that puts you at 40 altogether.
That's 410.
That's 410. As you get here, you spot a ledge. So there's two ways that you can see from where you all are that you can get to the next plateau. The first is climb. As always, you can try to climb up this steep, slick wall. It's the steepest, it's the hardest looking wall that you guys have came across yet to climb up. It might take you a while. Or you can see just a hop, skip, and a jump away another path that leads up. The only problem is, on this path, there's this big, angry-looking Geodude just punching the side of Mount Moon. He's blocking the path, and the only way to use that path is to go through that Geodude. But it goes straight to the top. It'll save you a ton of time.
We're gonna take out that Geodude, aren't we?
Yeah, probably. Seems logical. But we can't catch it, right?
Mm-mm. That's against the rules.
Okay. Is it?
Mm-hmm. That was like the one rule they gave us. That and don't take our shirts off.
Damn it. The two things I was gonna do.
No, wait, that was a pizza commercial. No, yeah, yeah, no, it's just the Pokemon thing.
All right. Well, should we rage?
Is that how you rage?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay. Yeah, go up to the dude. All
right, yeah, he is probably 30 feet from you all. He doesn't see you, and he's beating the shit out of the side of this mountain. You see rocks just flying behind him. Behind him is a ledge that leads to air.
I hate those pathways into the air.
Okay, what are the odds that I could run and hop over this guy and keep running before he notices me?
23 to 37.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I'm gonna try it. I will use athletics or acrobatics. Probably athletics, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to like run up the side of the wall, I'll let you use acrobatics.
Parkour.
Yeah, like I'm.
Parkour.
Which one? Athletics.
Either one. You can pick.
Okay.
Just like that dunk.
Is that a five?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a five. That's not good.
You run and take off and you jump, and as you do, he like looks over his head and watches you and just reaches up and grabs your foot and throws you back down to the other side and turns to look at you.
Oh no.
Well, that didn't go as well as it possibly could have.
And he seems to be squaring off with Ford now.
Ford, you gonna get Posey as backup, or are you just gonna fight this thing with your man hands?
I'm waiting for y'all to go since it's paying attention to me.
And what? Leave you just strapped here with a Geodude?
Figure it out.
Starts to float towards Ford.
Go! Go!
We can fight it!
No. Yeah, we should fight this thing. Listen, I don't want to... We're gonna go and we're gonna look back and you're gonna be hanging off the side of the mountain. We're gonna have to watch you die.
Well, not if you go now.
Yeah, the Geodude's starting to speed up towards Ford.
I pull out the Pokeball.
Yeah, I'm going to try to distract this Geodude for just a second from Ford. I want to pick up a rock that he was just hurtling behind him and throw it at the Geodude.
Okay, roll a struggle attack. Unless you have something else.
Like
rock throw?
Fucking rock smash?
Well, this is throwing it. It's not
it
just
is throwing
smashing it.
But if it smashes him in the head and it's a rock.
I'd say if you go and hit the Geodude, you can use rock smash. But if you
can I make it there?
Yeah.
Just go kick it in the face.
I'm gonna fucking go. I guess.
Roundhouse kick.
All right. Sure.
That'll hit.
Whoa.
That'll hit.
Just gonna check this fucking geo. Just gonna
holy
go and
shit.
Put some shoulder into it.
Oh. Okay. Ford is not going to throw Posey out after seeing this. Ford is going to get up and run forward.
Forward.
So on a 17 or higher on the roll, which you did roll 17 on the die, his combat stage is lowered by one.
That's right.
So that's down. And then he takes 21 damage.
It teaches the meaning of rock smash.
There's no way this thing doesn't fall off the ledge if she just shoulder checks it. Like,
well, it doesn't move it. It's pretty solid. She runs into it and just knocks down into it, but it's a big-ass rock. It stays there and doesn't move.
Yeah, and it got smashed.
It did got smashed. You see a little crack form in the Geodude's head, and it looks up at you. Dude.
Oh, no.
All right. Anything for Victor?
I think he's, like, borderline panic at this point, and he's just going to bolt forward and try to, like sneak past him.
You want to like shimmy on the wall and sneak, or you want to bolt and like run past? Basically, it's whatever skill you want to use.
I'll do just like a straight run.
Okay. And Ford, you can, if you want to run behind her during this, or behind
yeah.
him during this, you
yeah.
can. So you guys can both roll athletics.
Come on, baby. Yeah.
I'll give you all both a plus two as well, since Callan's just smacked the shit out of this video, dude. So you both do just bolt past. So you guys have made it behind the Geodude while Chonks and Callan are in front of the Geodude. The Geodude gets to go. He's going to float up towards Callan. You're already right in its face. So he's just... Where's Chonks?
I would like Chonks to be like back where Callan started running, and I'm hoping that Chonks will, like, follow them kind of past it. Like, Callan's distracted. I hope Chonks is on board with, like, starting to move off towards where Victor and Ford go.
Give me a focus roll for Chonks.
Believe, and one plus one to accuracy rolls and skill, plus two to skills check with focus training.
All right.
If that's cool.
Yes. So Chonks, she does go to stay with Victor and Ford for the most part, and she gets past them. But when she notices him start to come back towards you, she stops. She doesn't enter back into the fight, but I'm going to say she is within 10 feet of him at the moment, but on the other side. So she'll be affected by this. He's going to use Mud Burst as he just takes both of his fists and smashes the ground, and you see mud just fly up everywhere. You see these mud balls go up into the air, and at first you like want to shield yourself, but you see them all drop back on him and just kind of coat him. He kind of like sinks down into the mud and moves more closer towards the mountain. He looks pretty hurt, and he's trying to kind of hide a little bit. You see him, and he's still watching you. Mechanically, he's still hostile towards you, but he seems to like be edging away.
Okay, he's moving away. Cool.
And if you don't antagonize him anymore, he'll let you go.
I wasn't antagonizing him to begin with.
Well, you ran up and... he is a rock. You lose the move called Rock Smash.
Yeah, because he was attacking Ford.
That's true. He was antagonizing Ford. You were antagonizing him.
All right, Callan's going to grab a Geodude Band-Aid out of her bag and just, like, whip it out and be like, here you go, and then, like, run with Chonks. Like, scoop up Chonks and run.
Geodude. As you guys keep running and move down this path, you eventually hear the start again of him punching the mountain.
Is he wearing the Band-Aid? I know we can't know, but just...
That'll be a mystery for the universe. We'll have to figure it out one day if we come back and visit that Geodude.
You think his giant Geodude hands are going to be able to pull the back off that Band-Aid?
I think so,
oh
yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a Geodude Band-Aid. It's Geodude compliant.
Tested on Geodude.
You all continue down this path.
Geodude tested. Mother approved.
Geodude tested. Graveler approved. Something. Gollum.
My precious.
Smeagol, yeah.
You all continue down this path, and as you make it to the top of Mount Moon, there you see, with his hands on his hips, Forrest smiling at you. Looks like you made it to the hard part. Let's rock and roll. Guys can catch more of me at CZ Drop on Twitter and twitch.tv/CZ Drop. Every other Sunday, we do Dungeons and Dracon Beams. Every other Friday, a new episode of the Lake Starter comes out. Okay, bye.
I'm Tim, and you can find me at horsegirls.club because I do a podcast called Horse Girls. I'm also on Animorphs Anonymous and occasionally Surprise Attack Book Club. Not me, the occasionally. The attack is occasional. And I'm Remo Beware on Twitter.
Hello, I am Casey. I can be found on podcasts like Animorphs Anonymous and Hearst Girls, where I talk about books with my friends. I can be found once a month on Art Corner, where I draw stuff with my friends. I can be found at B-Side You, which is my gay romance webcomic that I make and draw. You can read that for free at BSIDEYOUcomic.com or on Tapas and Webtoons. You can also go to my Patreon to get early access pages and work in progress pages and other such content. If you find any of this intriguing, you can find me at all the places you can find me at linktr.ee/KCDStudios. Find.
Hi, I'm Alex. You can find me on Twitter at Alex and Birds. You can also find me on 800 billion podcasts all around the world. You can find me on Animorphs Anonymous. You can find me on Horse Girls. You can find me on Dungeons and Dragon Beams. You can find me on Surprise Attack Book Club. And then the other other ones that are around that I do on occasion. Some of them on hiatus. Some of them are just, you know, sporadic, like Questmaster. Oh, Linktree, linktr.ee/join the club. So you can find all of our work there.
You can start late, but at least you're starting. Okay, bye.